Welcome to the official PHP BB podcast, Bytecast version. Find us online at podcast.phpbb.com. Episode number 5. Welcome to the PHP BB official podcast. This is one of your regular hosts, David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life on the modifications team.
And I'm Francis Lewis, also known as Handyman on the modifications team.
And I'm Eric Ferber, I'm the modifications team leader.
And I'm Paul Sweer, also known as Paul on the modifications team.
And we'd like to once again welcome you to the PHPBB Bytecast. This is basically a shorter version of the podcast where we'll talk about one specific topic for 10 to 15 minutes so that you can easily listen to the Bytecast while you're on your way to work or sitting at your desk at work and you've got headphones on or whatever. You can visit the PHPBB podcast site at podcast.phpbb.com and listen to the various podcasts that we have listed there as well as the other Bytecasts. Each Bytecast is dedicated to a specific topic, so you can browse the topics that are there and listen to the one you want to listen to. You can also submit questions, comments on the podcast site or on the sticky topic located in the 3.0 discussion forums. And today's topic for this Bytecast will be on the mod database cleanup that the modifications team is doing for the 2.0 mod database. Paul, do you want to explain exactly what the mod database cleanup is?
It's clear, not really difficult. We are going to delete all mods over us 2 years, that's around PHPBB 2.0.17, below that, and we are going to delete them. They will be deleted in 6 months, and the download will be only available for that 6 months. The modifications overview will not be available for the persons for that mods.
Yeah, pretty much we've removed them from the database and we're allowing people to download them so that they can update them.
Now, the people that you're referring to, is that the mod authors that were in charge of it, or pretty much anybody can still download it?
Anybody can download it. If you want to take over a mod, you are able to download it, so you can take it over and update the mod to the latest release.
Now, how does a mod author download a mod that they haven't been in development, but maybe they've taken it over? How would they be able to get to that download?
You go to the dedicated forum where all mods are. There is a link in the first post with the download URL. You just click that link and you got normally the mod downloaded.
Okay, what happens now? How does a mod author know if they are not if they don't visit PHPBB often, and how do they know that their mod is going to be cleaned up?
The mod author got a PM about that his mod has been cleaned up. If he can once submit it himself, he can just submit it under my modifications. If he don't read the PM, and after 6 months it isn't still updated, we are just deleting the topic and deleting the mod download. It will not be longer available from PHPBB.com.
So what happened?
The announcement's been up for 60 days already. And another 6 months, hopefully in 8 months, all the authors will visit phpbb.com and see that they need to update their mod.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a specific page where an author can go to see if their mod is listed on the cleanup?
Yes, there is. There is at phpbb.com/mods/db/cleanup.php. is a page with all mods and mod authors listed that are going to be cleaned up.
And also, when we move them, they will be put in a separate forum than the announcement mod release and announcement forum right now. It will be in a mod database cleanup forum, so they can look in there for their mods.
Okay, and will that happen now or in 6 months from now?
That will happen now.
Okay, so that will happen about the same time that the PMs go out to the mod authors?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and for mod, so they'll be able to, before the 6 months is over, mod authors that are not in charge of, or that are not listed as the mod author for the mod, but perhaps have taken over the mod, they can go, they'll be able to see that that topic is moved to another location, and then that's the way that they will be able to tell that they need to update that mod.
Yes. If you want to take over a mod from a mod author that don't want to update his mod, or it's online since 2 years or something, there are mod authors that aren't that much online, you can update his mod. You need to send a PM to one of the modifications team members, and they will change the mod owner to you, so you can update the mod.
Okay. And should, but overall, what about all mods in the mod database, and not just referring to the mod cleanup? For any mod in the mod database, when a mod author is taking it over from another mod author, shouldn't they PM a modifications team member in that case as well?
We normally don't really change owners, except this is an exception, so that the mods don't get lost. There will be soon a new function in the mods database where the old owner can change the mod owner of the mod ownership of the of a mod.
Okay, so the old mod author is able to go in and specify who the new mod author, or who they're transferring the mod author ownership to, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I can see the users asking this question, any ETA when that will be done?
No, not yet. It's okay. In testing locally, and I hope it will be finished soon.
Okay.
Yeah, the usual PHBBB answer. It'll be done when it's done.
Yeah.
Yes.
We keep getting, an estimate would be great. Yeah, the estimate is it'll be done when it's done. Okay, yeah, but, you know, something would help. You know, two weeks, 2 months, a year from now, you know, give me an estimate. And they're like, no, you don't understand. There is no estimate.
It's done the day after it's done.
Yeah, that's the other answer we give. When they're insistent, it'll be released the day before the day
after. The day after it's done.
Yeah. And people say, well, why is that? Why do the PHPV teams not set release dates for anything? Eric, why is that?
We don't want to tie ourselves down, because as the saying goes, shit happens, and we may not be able to hit the date if we say it.
Mm-hmm. But also, everybody is, you know, they're doing this on a volunteer basis, so it's in our free time. This is not our full-time job.
Yes.
So it's basically our own initiative to go in there when we have time, and sometimes, like, for example, for Handyman and I, we work full-time, and then we're packing to get ready to move to Washington State at the end of December, and, you know, it's kind of like any in-between time that we can squeeze into mod validation, we do that, or mod coding, you know, because there's several coding projects, like we discussed before, Blinky and stuff, that are all related to the mod team, but that's just another reason that we cannot set a release date, because it's like, you know, if we had said, if 2 months ago we had said, okay, Blinky, the EZP or Easy Mod for PHPBB3, we're going to say, oh, right, yeah, it's going to be released on this specific date, and all of a sudden, you know what, we're moving, two developers who would be working on the project are moving, all of a sudden it can't be released on that date, and that's why we don't set dates for projects like that. Or for anything, for that matter. All right, do you guys have anything more to add on the mod database cleanup? Anything that users should know in addition to that? Besides the mod authors, but what about the users who are running those particular mods on their boards?
Nah. Most mods will already not work on PHPBB 2.0.22 because there is a lot changed since the older mods. So they probably didn't work yet. Some mods will work, and they can be taken over, but if they aren't taken over, they will already be removed. And you will need to ask support at other sites as phpb.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're running a mod that's in the cleanup and it's working on your 2.0.22 board, then chances are you won't need to update or anything. We mostly want to get those ones so that they update the template and get everything to the most common standard, mm-hmm. or most recent standard.
Now, do you think a very high percentage of those mods will be end up being updated by the mod authors, or do you have any way of knowing?
There are currently 300 mods in the list that will be cleaned up. Personally, I don't think there will be not much updated because the authors aren't busy with PHPBB anymore. I don't know how many mods will be take over, but we need to see that.
Now, there are some, of course, larger mods that I saw that are in there that seem to be fairly in-demand mods, and that are on the cleanup list, and I assume that the mod authors for those would probably update them. The more in-demand mods, I assume, would be more updated, or more likely updated.
Yes.
And if not by the mod author, then somebody who has either taken over support for it or just taken it over the maintenance of that particular mod.
Yep. There are currently around 10 mods updated since we announced the cleanup, so there aren't updated a lot mods since then.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything you guys want to add to that, or is that that pretty much it for the mod database cleanup?
Yeah, if you have as mod author or mod user have a question, just ask in mod writers discussion. We will answer your question, and yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, so if they have any questions regarding the mod database cleanup, the place to ask would be the 2.0 mod authors discussion forum.
Yep.
On the 2.0 boards. Since there's no mod database cleanup for 3.0, obviously. All right, well, that should about do it for this topic. As always, you can visit podcast.phpbb.com for more Bytecasts and podcasts by the PHPBB teams. You can browse the topics there, submit comments, questions. If you would like to suggest a guest host or someone to join us on one of the Bytecasts, you can do that in the comments forum or by going to the 3.0 discussion forums on phpbb.com. And there is a sticky topic on there that is about the official PHPBBB podcast. And again, you can submit questions and comments there as well. Let us know what you think about the show. We'd like to hear from you. So please feel free to do that. And as always, this is your host today for this Bytecast, David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life from the Modifications team.
And I'm Francis Lewis, also known as Handyman on the Modifications team.
I am Eric Ferber, known as WG Eric, and I'm the Modifications team leader.
And I am Paul Sear, also known as Paul, on the Modifications team.
And thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.